From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, July 18th. The state's budget for the next fiscal year includes cuts to the California State University system, but they're smaller than expected. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports Chico State is optimistic about the change.
The budget bill approved by Governor Gavin Newsom last month reduced CSU's system funding by 3%, or $144 million. Originally, an almost 8% reduction was expected. Chico State is now facing a nearly $5 million budget cut, much less than the $12 million reduction originally proposed. The earlier projection had contributed to a predicted $32 million deficit for the college's 2025-26 fiscal year. Chico State officials say it's good news. They're working to also increase enrollment and retention and reduce their deficit, which they say could positively impact the university's budget and revenue. In the meantime, Chico State is waiting on funding decisions and actions from the CSU system. Once those come later in the fall, they'll be able to finalize a budget. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a transparency note. NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. In other news, a suspicious package in Chico had local law enforcement concerned yesterday about a possible bomb threat near Congressman Doug LaMalfa's office. That's according to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record. The Chico Police Department's bomb squad worked at Philadelphia Square in North Chico yesterday afternoon to respond to the incident. On the police department's social media pages, officials say the suspicious items were recovered and determined to be safe. And Teo Osborne's art is currently on display at the 1078 Gallery in Chico. It primarily focuses on digital realism and evokes humor. Osborne is known for his acrylic and oil style. He's showcasing reproductions of digital collages made from internet imagery.
I was just so interested in how we are influenced via our phones, how our digital life translates to our real life.
He hopes his work encourages viewers to think about the impacts of the internet on contemporary society.
I'm talking a lot of like conceptual stuff about, you know, the rise of AI, misinformation, as well as like the political extremist sphere on the internet and how it kind of influences this notion that everybody has extremist views.
His work is on display at the 1078 Gallery through the weekend. Also, a newly published guide offers vital information for non-citizen immigrants and mixed-status families in Butte County amid reports of increased enforcement by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The guide was created by local media outlets Chico Soul and the Chico News and Review. It is available in English and Spanish and outlines how to recognize unmarked ICE vehicles and includes contact information for legal support and community hotlines. It says if you think ICE is in your city, instead of posting it on social media, to report the sighting to the NorCal Resist Rapid Response Network. That organization will confirm the report and alert the community as needed. Earlier this year, multiple false reports of ICE sightings circulated in the North State, causing panic in many cities, including in Chico, Gridley, and Corning. You can find the guide at mynspr.org. Additionally, telephone scams have become almost commonplace. PG&E reports that its customers are being targeted more often lately. Scammers posing as PG&E representatives tried to panic customers by threatening immediate power shutoffs for alleged overdue bills. They demand payment, often in digital currency or prepaid bank cards. PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno says the problem is getting worse.
Just the first 6 months of this year, we have received reports of 10,000 scams that have targeted homes and business customers. And the average scam victim lost about $900.
Moreno says at least 60 customers in Butte County have been contacted by scammers this year. He says PG&E will never call customers to demand payment. Overdue customers are notified by mail 2 weeks in advance before power might be shut off for non-payment. He urges people who have been targeted to promptly notify the company. And finally, Veterans facing homelessness and substance abuse are the focus of a new effort in Shasta County. The Veterans Affairs Office is working with other organizations to contact veterans and get them help. Veterans Affairs says mental health care, job search assistance, and substance use treatment are some of the needs it hopes to address. More than $90,000 from the National Opioid Settlement Fund are reserved for a new drug and alcohol counselor position. And those were your headlines for Friday, July 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.